Well, good morning to you all. Hopefully that you're having a good day, good weekend. And sometimes when you can look at the news and you look at it too long, it kind of steals your joy away. So be careful how much you listen to unless you can take it, because there's a lot of stuff going on out there. There's a lot going on out there, and we got to work on ourselves. So looks like a good crowd today. Usually the last, just give you an insight. The last 2 weeks of August and Labor Day weekend is usually our three really low weeks of the summer of the year. So not too bad for last Sunday in August, because it's good. You don't realize how good it is, though. I mean, I was talking to a couple pastors from other places, and one was actually out of state. Two are out of state. And their numbers are definitely not near what they were. And so they're really struggling with some things of that sort. So when you're used to running 50s, 60s, and you're down into the upper 20s and low 30s, that's a big hit. That's a big hit. And when you're running 300 and you're down to about 105, 110, that's a big hit. So those were the type of churches I was talking to this week. So, but we are... just kind of let you know that they put out a big thing to the just some names you don't know, but it's a national thing. It's not about Baptists. It's just churches in general. And so only 6% of the churches right now, 6% of the churches are even at or more than where we were before this whole COVID thing happened. And we're part of that 6%. And it's not because we're awesome. It's just because God's awesome. But I also know this, the one thing that I've learned as I was talking to a lot of people, reading the article, doing those things, is this, and what I've talked to with most of my peers is this, the churches that are not doing anything are the ones that are starting to sink, the ones that are going backwards. The churches that are staying focused, the churches that are still going forward, still working with the community, those are the ones that are maintaining or excelling. So, we kind of fit that bracket. You know what I know this? If things go bad or things get rough, you still stay on vision. You still stay on vision. Amen? So today I want to share with you a little bit today. So if you have your Bibles, we're going to turn to, let's turn to John 10:10 for a minute. Well, let me go this. Let's go to Corinthians first. I want to share something with you that I think is a good piece for us. And it would be my opening piece for today. So, Father, as we open up your word, we pray that your spirit will move in a way that only you can, that you'll soften the hardest of hearts and work on those that are drawing to yourself. And we just pray, Father, that you give us ears to hear and eyes to see what we would have, that you would have for us today. And may we be acceptable and receive it in Christ's name. Amen. I want to give you a underlying piece right now. Is that good? I'm going to give you my end word right now, and then I'm going to bring it back to the end. I'm going to bookend this thing because I don't want anybody getting discouraged in the beginning. So let me just share with you here. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. You ever get to a place where you feel like it's not working for you, I want you to go there. I want you to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55. It says, O death, where is your sting? O death, O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? What that tells us there is right here is this. No matter what's going on, you have victory in Christ. Death has no victory over you. Now, you may and are going to die a physical death unless Jesus comes and calls you home, but you'll die a physical death. But once you breathe your last here, you'll be breathing your first into eternal life with our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? That's awesome. That's a good thing to look forward to. But I also believe that life is a gift. We're called to live a life here on this earth, to be the light that God's called us to be, that we not just work on our own lives, that we might be a light to those in living in the darkness and share the gospel and the good news such as someone else did for us, and then that we are believers through someone else's testifying in evangelism of sharing the gospel. But in between that, between now and our time in heaven and our end of our life here, we have a life to live. And one thing I know, as many of you that are around my age or older know this, that life is hard. Life is hard, and it will beat you down. It will beat you up. Today, I'm kind of using some boxing things here today because I want to let you know that life is like being in a boxing match. It's like being in a boxing ring. And sometimes those contenders that you're looking, some of those things you're looking at, they look bigger than you. And they are bigger than you. Because if you can do it, you'd have done it. And you can't do it on your own. Amen? You need Jesus Christ to help you. Now, one thing I know in a boxing ring is this. I'm not a boxer, but I've always, in the 90s, it was a really big thing. And I really got into it. And of course, my father loved boxing. And I watched a lot of that on Saturdays. Some of you guys remember Saturday afternoon boxing on ABC. ABC Sports on Saturday afternoons. And my dad made me sit and watch some of the boxing. Who wants to watch it by yourself, right? One thing I know this is there's an owner, there's a manager, and there's a trainer. And I started thinking about that. That's just exactly what we have in our lives. We have a owner, a manager, and a trainer. Our owner is God the Father. He's the one that created us. That's his hands down. He is the creator. He's our owner. And I don't know about you, but I know I had to learn that lesson. God owns me. And I like it that way. When I do my own thing, I mess it all up. But God owns me. And I think we have a great owner. Amen? All right. The second one we have is a manager. And that is Jesus Christ. He is our manager. He manages us. He does all kinds of things with us. And our trainer is the Holy Spirit. Our trainer is the Holy Spirit who trains us up and gets us ready for these battles. But we have an at what? Who are we in that boxing ring with? Well, we're going to talk about some of those. I want to tell you, sometimes those things can be all kinds of things. But I want to read John 10:10. It is one that many of you may know by heart, but it is this. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's who our... He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The thief comes... Now, the thief is Satan. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he does. He gets in that ring with you. And it may have a different face on it. It always has something at a different angle. But it's always, he's always there to take you out, to lay you out. All right? You ever been in life? You can't get your finances together? Now, some of these are just bad choices. Sometimes we make bad choices. Amen? But sometimes there's a part in there that we struggle with. We'll talk about that in a little bit on where that's coming from. But I want to tell you, those finances, that health, those kind of things like that, relationship issues, job issues. You got a boss that's just very mean, just a lot of stuff going on in there. I want to tell you, sometimes we get these things in our life. We get into that ring of life, and we get hit pretty hard. You ever get a combo shot? You get hit with one thing, and then you get hit upside the head with another? You get a straight, you get a jab, and then you get a left hook, and you're like, where did that come from? And that stings a little bit, amen? That stings a little bit. All right, that stings a little bit. And when you're in these fights, sometimes they don't last one day. Sometimes it lasts a while, and it gets exhausting. If you've ever been into a boxing ring, I'm telling you, you get one round. I did a couple. You get in one or two rounds. I'm telling you, by the third round, you are exhausted, unless you're in shape. But there's those moments we get in these fights and you get hit hard and you said, I can't take another one of those shots. And we've all said that from time to time. And then we get one and we get dazed, which is you're confused for a moment and things look a little blurry. And there's those moments where you just get, you're caught up against the ropes and you're in a bad place and you can't get out. And you're the enemy, the fighters is tearing you up. And you can't figure it out. And you're up against the ropes. And then you get that one shot that just knocks you on your butt. You're no longer standing on your feet. You're laying on the canvas. And I believe it's in those moments where you're going to find out who and what you really are. We can take some hits in life. We all take some hits in life. But it's when you get knocked down. You get hit by that straight uppercut. You get a shot. You didn't see it coming. And you get laid. You sprawl out. And all of a sudden, in a boxing ring, you begin to hear one, two. And then what it is, they're ready to count you out as a knockout. And this is what happens. They're laying out there, and they begin to think, what is going on? The mind is confused. But all that training starts to kick in. It should kick in. But here's what happens. So many people just throw in the towel. I'm done. I quit. This is too hard. And they quit. And this is what happens in our life, even as Christians. Fighters lose fights. Now, we've lost some fights. We don't lose at all, but we've lost some fights here and there. We lose some rounds. We do. I want to tell you how we mess up at times. One, we don't train. We don't train. We think we're in shape, but we don't train. Now, a fighter goes out that he don't train, he is not going to make it. He knows that. That's why these guys are six-packing and muscles and all that. And you see these necks twice as big as a normal neck and these shoulders. And it's almost like these guys are just like in four. But they're matched up to someone just like that. But can you imagine one of them matched up against yourself? Because they train. They train because they don't want to lose. Now, this cage fighting stuff, that's just crazy stuff. And all this stuff is going on. It goes. And then you get a fighter that comes in that's very prideful. I got this. He don't usually last too long. He gets real cocky. But sometimes those guys win. Because they put the fear in someone else. That's another way we lose the fight. They lose by they're fearful. And I believe the number one reason fighters lose is they don't listen. Just like Christians don't listen. A fighter don't listen to his owner, his manager, his trainer. He does what he wants to do. He changes. He's doing his own thing and he stops doing what he was trained to do. This is why so many of us are losing our fights and these rounds in our life. We're losing these rounds in the boxing ring of life. Because we are not in spiritual shape. We're not in spiritual shape. We're spiritually out of shape. We're spiritually out of shape. I want to read something to you. And I know these are some pretty well-known scriptures. But I want to read this to you out of Ephesians 6, verse 12. For we do not wrestle or we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. There's a lot of opponents that we are fighting, but it's not in the flesh. Listen, all this political garbage, there is darkness moving and fighting. There is the light that is moving. This is a whole big old fight. We're getting caught up in this person. Let me tell you something, there's more going on than what you can see. It is a spiritual. The Bible tells us that we not wrestle against flesh and blood. Where our fight in that ring is not against flesh and blood. You think it's that person. You think it's that other person. You think it's that individual. It's not. It's what's work. It is the darkness that works. And let me tell you something. That sin stuff works in all of us at times. And we get in there in that ring, and it looks like sometimes we lose some rounds. And we struggle. And Satan comes. He comes as a thief. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he does. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy everything about you. His ultimate peace is to destroy you emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. If he can do it physically, he'll do it. But he can't do that without the Lord. Not allowed. But he will try to destroy you emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. And he will do it physically if he can. Just read the book of Job. All he's got to do is get the yes. And he will go as far up to the line as he can. He's already stole some of your joy in the Lord. You're not loving the Lord like you. You don't have no joy in the Lord like you used to. I didn't take it. Satan does it. Your opponent in the ring does it. And he masquerades. The Bible says he masquerades as an angel light. He'll masquerade. That's what he does. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's a thief. But the second part of that verse says this. But I, Jesus, have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Some of you have not won very many. Some of you, it's been a while since you won a round in your life. You just keep getting hit. You keep getting sucker punched. Well, you stick your chin out there and you get your hands down, you go and get bobbed a few times. Jesus says if you abide in him, he'll give you life. He'll give that to you. That's what he wants. If you flip back over to John 8, he says this just a couple chapters back in 8 and 31. He says this. Then Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him. This is the people that believe. Jesus is talking to those who believed in him. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. Okay? You're on my team. That's what he's saying. You're on my team? You're on my team. You're on my team. He says, and you shall know the truth. And what? And the truth shall what? Make you free. It'll set you free. You and I need to put Jesus in our lives every moment of our day. The fight is too strong for us to fight on our own. The fight is too strong for you to fight on your own. You can't win a round on your own. You can't do it. You will not knock out. You're not going to knock out the evil one on your own. You're just not going to do it. It all comes in the name of Jesus Christ. That's it. So I know I've got a life to live here on this earth. You have a life to live here on this earth. We know we're going to have some setbacks. That is a part of life. But I think some of us have more setbacks than what we really need to have in our life. We haven't had a win. We haven't had a win in a while. Now we go through seasons in life, but we need to remember that with Jesus Christ, you're a winner. So a winner needs to act like a winner and be a winner. And your champion is Jesus Christ. That's who he is. When we start fading in our walk with him, we stop talking with him, we stop worshiping him, we're getting spiritually out of shape. You know these guys, when they go in there, they have to weigh in, you know, so they can get into the right categories, this weigh-in stuff. How many of us are so out of shape? I'm not talking physically, I'm talking spiritually. How many of us are out of shape spiritually? Oh, somebody raised their hand. Amen. Now, is it the church's fault? I don't like the music. Is it the preacher's fault? There might be a few things in there. I'll take that hit. Is it the world's fault? Is it the Bible's fault? No, take some ownership. It's your fault. Because if a fighter wants to get in shape, he has to be the one to get up at 5 or 4:30 in the morning and run. He has to change his appetite. He has to make changes in his normal routine to get back into shape. He's got to sacrifice and get rid of some other things and make room for the good things. We need a church that is in shape, where it's believers and the church family is in shape for Christ, ready to fight the fights that we... Listen, are you ready to fight a fight if they said that, hey, New Life, you can't open your doors, like what's going on in California? We're going to fine you if you open your door. Are we ready? Are we in shape for something like that? Some of us would just run and wait and see what's going to happen. But there are churches right now that are fighting that. They are fighting that battle right now. And they are, I'm praying for them. I'm praying for them because I need to pray for them. You need to pray for them. They have a fight in front of them. Sometimes you can't pick your fight. The fight just comes right to you. And you got to get ready. And I want to tell you, you know what happens? When you're in those fights and you're in that fight and you're doing your rounds and it comes down and you end up winning, you know who you're going to do? You know all these boxers, you know what they do? They always want to say, I thank God for that. Most of them do that and they thank God for this. We don't know if it's real or not, but you know what? That's that person's words. We need to be saying that. Look what God did in my life. Look how God brought me through to this victory. I got through that because of Jesus Christ. I was able to maintain that situation and work through it and walk through the fog and the darkness. And now I'm out. I'm through that. I've been through that. And I praise God for bringing me through that. And we need to be thanking Him for doing those things. We need to be ready to praise God for those things. We need to be ready for it. Because even though you're going through it and you take some hits, you need to know this. There is one that is going to work this through me. I may not see it all, but greater is He that is in me than what? There you go. So some of you got it down. So you need to know that your strength comes from the Lord. Amen? Now, there's been some times in my life, and probably yourself too, that you just thought you might just be out. That you took so many hits or you took a shot that you didn't see coming and is about ready to take you out. And then we look for a shortcut. We weren't sure what to do. Some of you that have had an addiction problem, you say, I think I can get up when I do this. I think I'm going to go back to that. This is too hard. Let me tell you, do you think that our salvation was easy to obtain? For us it was, but for Jesus it cost Him His life. But let me remind you, when Jesus was in His fight, He knew it was coming. There was times He would talk to the disciples and says, oh, I know it's coming. Oh, I wish it was here. I want to get through this, is what He's saying. I want to do this and get through it, because it's going to be hard. The first thing He did, you know, when you come down in the 90s, they really promoted Him. They played their music, and all the boxer would come down with all of his echelon, and the crowd would go really crazy. They did that for Jesus, didn't they? On Palm Sunday? Yeah, Hosea and highest, all this. But it wasn't just moments. It seemed like moments. Crucify Him, right? Crucify Him. And He begins to fight His fight. And I want to remind you, where was that fight actually fought? Was not at the whipping post. What a beat down. That is one of the most horrible. I think the cross is like, but it's, to me, it's the whipping post. The whipping post. That if he did not have physical strength, because He knew He had to go to the cross, most men would have died at the whipping post. And the crushing of the thorns on His head and the punches that they pulled out His beard and then the having to walk to the skull and being the nails and all the cross. But it wasn't one. It was one in the garden when He went to the garden to pray. Lord, let this cup pass from me, but not Thy will, but Your will be done. There's that moment. And Jesus, that was the moment. And he went in, and they arrested Him, and He was going in. And then He ended up dying on the cross. But that was God was allowing. It was the plan altogether. But death couldn't hold Him. Listen, it looked like He was out. I'm telling you, 7, 8, 9, and then He rose. And He knocked out death. And He beat it down so hard, and He came out victorious. And the victory that He had was so awesome that it was extended to all people that would call upon the name of Jesus Christ. We can celebrate that victory because Jesus brought and won that victory battle. That, I'm telling you, that was the fight of all fights. And Jesus comes up as the victor. Don't you take your salvation for granted. Don't you take it and just throw it away. You need to know. And if you don't, get back into the Word. Get your hunger back. Listen, get your hunger back. It's there for the taking. Because some of you right now are walking. You just won a victory in your life. You won a fight in your life. You won some rounds in your life. Feels good. And some of you are taking some pretty good shots right now. You know who you are. You're taking some good shots right now. And when you're taking a lot of shots, there's thoughts about quitting. Go back to this old lifestyle. Oh, this guy, go over here with this guy. Go with this woman. Go over here and do this. Walk away from this. Walk away from that. Go try this. Go try that. Those thoughts come in your head. Amen? You know they do. But I'm telling you, if you fight hard enough and you lean on the Lord, trust Him with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will what? Make your paths straight. You came to church on Wednesday, you'd heard that. Now, in that fight, that opponent is trying to do the one thing he wants to do is annihilate you, stand over you, be proudful over you, and just put fear in you in everything that he can and just stomp you down. Some of you are in that place where you're feeling defeated. You know, when we start thinking about doing everything in our own strength, that's when we start to feel defeated. But Jesus says, if you abide in me, you'll know the truth. And the truth will set you free. Now, I can read that scripture. And you just heard that scripture, and I heard that scripture. But it doesn't mean anything until I experience the power of that scripture. Amen? Amen? You got to experience it, and you experience it by igniting it, seeing that scripture when you're going through that hard time. No, I know this, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I know that because Philippians tells me that. And I know I can do all things, so I can go through this. And what you're doing is you begin to talk those good things. Not that you're talking yourself up, but you're reminding what Jesus has already told you. And God is reminding you, using your own self and His Word to strengthen you, to get you back up off your feet, so you can get in this fight, because there's another fight coming around the corner. And if you don't get through this one, you're not going to make it through that one. And not just one opponent in that one, but you've got three grizzly bears you got to fight in that next one. And they're coming to tear you apart. Not your health this time, but your marriage. And your kids. And everything else. That's how he fights. He fights dirty. Satan fights dirty. He's low blows, anything, and there's nothing off his arsenal is anything he wants to use. But praise God, God is watching. God is watching. I think we need more wins. We need more wins. We need more wins in this life. Too many Christians have lost fights in life. But the thing is, we want to go out and we want to fight like it's a flesh fight. And the scripture just told us that we don't fight, we don't wrestle, we don't fight against flesh and blood. So this is about forgiveness. What? Throw the punch of forgiveness. Wow, what is that? Throw the hook of love. What is that? It's different than the world. The world says, you did something to me, I'm pushing you back physically. You said something about me, I'm gonna tear you up. I'm going to get you. You see that? What's going on in the world in America today? It's an embarrassment what's going on. It's an embarrassment to the world. It's an embarrassment in our own country. But God's reminding us, our battle's not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities, rulers, darkness. Whew. It's wickedness out there. It's wickedness that we're fighting. You can't win. You can't win any rounds without Jesus Christ. You just can't do it. You cannot do it. There's been a time or two in my own life where I had to feel like, man, I was down on the canvas. And to look in that corner, and in that corner is God, our Father, that owner, Jesus Christ, that manager, and that Holy Spirit, that trainer. You know what that manager does? You know who that manager is also, don't you? He's a cut man. Works on your cuts. Now what Jesus did on the cross, he works on our cuts. I'm looking over there and my eye's about this big. I can barely see him sometimes and I'm bleeding all over the place. I'm drooling all over. Every muscle in your body is aching. And you don't, you're just like, I can't get up. Right? Come on, you've been there? I can't get up. I don't know how to get out of this. I can't get up. And I'm looking over there and I see something. I'm supposed to be looking at them, but I see this white towel. Throw it in. I'm done. They won't let you do that. You see, what you're looking over there is the creator of all things. He's got it. You're looking over there at a manager who's got more cuts and bruises than we've ever had. I'm saying? Whipping post. You're looking at the champion of all champions. Truly the undisputed champion of the universe, of life in general. He is it. Never lost a fight. I'm looking over at the Holy Spirit. Skill, the best skills of all. Perfected in skills. If they know it all, and they've been training me, it's not that they're wrong. It's that I've not been working with them the way that I've not been training the way that they've been trying to train me. Amen? So the battles are not that they've not done their part. It's not that there's a big giant in front of me or five grizzly bears in front of me. It's I am not doing what they've instructed me to do. And I'm telling you, it's the creator of all things. It's the champion of all champions and the skill master of everything. And I'm sitting there, big black eyes, like, I can't see, but I know they're there. You know what they're saying? Get up. Get up. And you know what? Sometimes some of the most strengthening thing that can happen, if somebody tells you, you can do it. You got this thing. Come on. I'm telling you, encouragement starts, it's the valley of dry bones. Start hear the crackling starting to come together. Tendons start popping in. Start getting some of that strength. Where's it coming from? It comes from inside. It's not that. You're all beat down. You stand up and you begin to fight because you got this energy. You got this strength in you, this spiritual strength and emotionally and mentally. God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit have been working with you so you can fight this fight. And you get up and then you start doing what you've been trained to do. And it might be a rough round. It might be a rough round, but you're standing. And you get to go over for a minute and take a breather, but only for 3 minutes. That's the round. But over there, it's about 30 seconds. It's a minute. And they're going to speak into your life. And when you get back out there, you better do what they tell you to. Because that opponent over there, he's already said, okay, they're making their plans. And they might change characters. You don't even know what's coming out. And then you get in that fight, and I'm telling you, you do it God's way. You do it God's way, and I'm telling you, you're going to do all right. That might take a few rounds. Quit being a Christian. We cannot be a Christian consumer. Amen? We cannot be a Christian consumer. I pray a prayer and everything works out great. No, I got to work this thing. I got to work it. It may not happen for me today, but I'll tell you this. I know I'm better today than I was last week. I'm stronger today in this round than I was last round. And the only way you can get stronger in these fights in life is through Jesus Christ strengthening you through the Holy Spirit. Amen? Because really we should be going downward. But when we're doing it in the flesh, we will go down. But when we do it in the Spirit, we're lifted up. And then this is where it comes. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. That's what happens. It's a sting. And the strength of the sin is the law. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And when that bell rings, ding, the fight's over, they're going to lift your hand up because you win. And you're going to look over and you're going to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing me through this battle. I am now victorious over this. And you go on in life, and I'm telling you, sometimes it ain't a week later, ding, you're in another fight. I don't want to be in another fight. It's life. You can't help what the doctor is going to tell you. You can't help what someone else is going to. You can't help that you're the place where you work at shut down, or you can't help the things that you're going to have to work through with your kids, or things you're going to have to work through in your marriage, or whoever it is, or whatever it is. You can't help. These fights, they just spring up. But that's the awesomeness of Christ. He gives you the strength to overcome all of it. For I can do all things through Christ. I can fight all these rounds. I can fight all these fights because He strengthens me. Amen? And in the end, I know that God, through Christ, that Christ has already won that big victory, that I know that my soul is going to be with Jesus Christ. My spirit is going to be with the Father. Amen? That's through salvation. That's the great fight. That's the big fight. It's already been fought for you, and it's already been won. And I know it's hard. Life is hard, and life is tough. Satan is not a friend. He's a foe. He'll put you in a headlock and laugh at you while he's doing it, and he will squeeze every air out of you that he possibly can and kick you 16 times, and he'll do it, and he don't care. He'll pull all your hair out if he can. He'll do it all, and he's laughing at doing it, and he's doing this, and he's got your other family members in his other arms, and he's got you down here on his foot. He will do anything and everything to take you out that your light is diminished, done, and it's extinguished and done. But I'm telling you, you look over to the corner, and your victory is right there in the corner. Amen? Victory is not always fought on the mat. It's fought the days of training, continuing to worship, continuing to pray, continuing to read. And you throw your punches of love. You throw your punches of forgiveness and mercy and kindness and goodness. And sometimes you might say, Jesus says, turn the other cheek. And sometimes you look and go, this cheek's pretty beat down. But let me remind you, it's not a flesh fight. It is a spiritual fight. It is a spiritual fight. Before I close out, I want to remind you that some of us have lost some fights in our life. You cannot go back and refight those fights. You have to accept that you've lost some fights. Amen? Come on now. You've lost some fights in your life. You chose to live a different way. You've sinned. You got caught up into this sin. You got caught up into that. You fought some fights, and you've lost some of those. You've lost some of those fights. Satan will use that to discourage you in the next fight you have and remind you of your past. I'm telling you, listen. Jesus is always pulling you toward the future. Satan always wants to remind you of your past. I don't want to be reminded of all my past, do you? So when I get those thoughts, guess where that's coming from? That's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual fight. That's darkness. That's the enemy trying to defeat me with memories of the past, of my defeats. But I'm reminded that Jesus forgives me of those sins. Amen? Cast them as far as the east is from the west, and to remember them no more. And when you look over to the corner, and you remember, oh, Lord, what about this? And he said, what are you talking about? Keep fighting. He fighting. Father, as we begin to close this service, we're not done yet, but I pray that your Spirit has spoken to us on how to fight spiritual battles. And I pray, Father, that your Spirit would move on those that need to be moved on today, that they can start getting some wins in their life. And Lord, I know with the size of the group that we have today, there are some people that need to have some wins. There's some people that need to testify and to thank you for some wins in their life. And there are others that need to be encouraged because they're in a fight right now. So I pray, Father, for each one individually, for it's in Christ's name. Amen. Let's go ahead and stand, and we'll open up the altar for you.